Well, good morning, friends, and welcome back to Good Morning Live. I hope you're having a wonderful morning so far. Man, there's so much happening in the realm of news this week. I am looking forward to our Friday edition of Good Morning Live's breakdown. Yesterday, President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, Israel's leader, got together and are trying to roll out a peace deal. Obviously, that's all contingent on Hamas and what they decide to do. But we're glad we're looking forward to peace, more peace in the Middle East. And man, just a lot happening in that realm. So we got to keep praying as the church, keep praying for the Jewish people and Jerusalem and Israel, and just keep praying that God's will is accomplished there. So we're going to keep diving into what we have started talking about Sunday and a little bit more yesterday. And I'm going to dive into a principle today that can radically change the way you face pressure, temptation, and oftentimes spiritual warfare. It's not a very deep concept, but it's a powerful concept. It's called the power of pre-decision. The power of pre-decision. We've been looking at cowardice, and we've been discovering how in Revelations it says that the cowards have no place in heaven, and how God's called us to live boldly and authentically and let our light shine before men and not be ashamed of the gospel and not bow our knee to the pressure of society or the pressure of evil. But cowardice brings hesitation, but courage is pre-decision, pre-decision. Now, I think most of us get in trouble, not because we plan to fail, right? But because we failed to plan. The old simple saying, when we fail to plan, we plan to fail. If there's no plan in place, failure is probably going to be the next outcome. So that's why the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, know your plan, know where you're going, know what you're expecting. But often what happens is when we do not plan, we don't have any forethought, when the pressure comes, right, when the temptation comes, when culture presses in, if you haven't decided ahead of time, hesitation will always lead you into compromise. Hesitation always leads you into compromise. But when you approach those things, temptation and culture and pressure from the outside world or whatever it is in your life, when you have pre-decided, here's the vision, here's what God's called me to, I've already made up my mind, there will be no hesitation. There's only one choice, right? The Bible shows us again and again that the people who made the greatest impact were people who decided before the battle began. Man, I got to say that again. The people who made the greatest impact were people who decided, made a decision, made up their mind, settled in their spirit long before the battle ever began. We can find this just outlined in Joshua, who makes the bold declaration that choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But what does he say? As for me, as for my house, we will serve the Lord. Listen, Joshua didn't wait for the idols to be set up. He didn't wait until the culture vote was tilted, right? He declared in advance, choose you whom this day whom you're going to serve, but I'm letting you know right now, wherever you go, whatever culture does, whatever the decision of the world, I'm letting you know right from the jump, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This house, I'm serving you notice in advance, this house belongs to God. This house, come on, isn't for sale. This house is occupied by the Holy Spirit. There is something that happens and shifts in the life of a believer when you pre-decide, when you pre-make up your mind. No. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I love his statement. Choose yourselves this day whom you will serve. God gave humanity choice, right? So he said, go ahead. Choose yourselves this day whom you're going to serve. But don't get it confused. I've already made up my mind. For me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. So courage is always forward facing. It's not reactive. It's predetermined. It's predetermined. His decision, Joshua's decision, would affect generations. Listen, one father or one mother's decision can frame a family's destiny. Maybe today you need to make up your mind that, no, for me and my house, we're going to put the house of God first. We're going to serve God. We're going to make going to the house of the Lord a priority. We're going to break some of those unhealthy cycles that we've been experiencing. We're going to get together as a family and do devotions and pray. I'm going to let my children see my life live boldly on display in front of everyone. One father, one mother's decision, pre-decision, can frame an entire family's line destiny. So what would shift in your family? You decided today, this house will be called a house of prayer. This house is a house of faith. This house is a house of service to the Lord. I don't care what everybody else does. I don't care what culture does. I don't care what your school system says. For me and my house, come on, some of us need to make a decision today that for me and our houses, we've made up our mind right from the top. We've made up our mind. Joshua was one. We can look at Elijah, who in 1 Kings says this: how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered not a word. Listen, the silence of Israel was cowardice. They knew the truth, but refused to decide. So Elijah demanded a decision. Come on, if the Lord is God, then follow him. Listen, half-hearted allegiance is still idolatry. The Bible says that you can't love two masters. You will either love the one or hate the other. Half-hearted allegiance is still idolatry. Indecision is like standing with one foot on the dock and one foot on a boat. Eventually, you're going to fall. Eventually, it's not going to work out for you, right? But where does the power come in? The power comes in is I pre-decided. So there's no question of where I belong. Do I belong on the dock? Do I belong in the boat? Am I in the world or am I in the church? Am I following God or am I following the idols of our world? When you pre-decide and pre-make up your mind, there's no indecision. There's no indecision. I've made up my mind. Here's what I'm doing. Here's the direction that I'm going. Where in your life, maybe, have you been faltering between two opinions? What part of your faith is still waiting for the crowd to decide before you stand? Listen, crowds are fickle. Here's the problem about following a crowd. Jesus knew this. That's why he wasn't, you know, totally, you know, moved when he was coming into Jerusalem and the crowds are shouting and crying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna literally means save now. They were acknowledging him as king. They were not acknowledging him as savior. They were laying their robes and their palm branches down in the street for him. Come on. They were shouting. The crowd was shouting Hosanna, but it would be just a few short hours later that those same people, when they were offered the choice, do you want Jesus or do you want Barabbas? That those same people would shout, crucify Jesus, but give us Barabbas, who was a well-known criminal of the day. Because here's the problem with following a crowd. Crowds are fickle. Crowds change. Crowds move on. Crowds will build you up. The applause of people will build you up. But just as quickly as they built you up, they will drop you. That's why you should never follow the crowd or the opinion of the crowd. It is so funny how if you even just look on social media and you know, sometimes what people take a hard stance on and where culture's moving and all of that. Then something happens and then suddenly it's like everyone forgets about everything else that they just posted. And now they're moving in this. Like, it is a ship with like without a sail being tossed in the wind, right? So when you live your life trying to determine, well, where's the crowd? Where are my coworkers at? Where are people at? Listen, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. It's about making up your mind. I know what I believe. I know where I'm going. I know the call of God. I know the gospel. I am moving forward in my faith. I'm not compromising at all. I'm not backing down. The crowds may love me. The crowds may hate me. The crowds, and when I say crowds, I'm not saying we're all surrounded by crowds, right? But I'm saying your world, people in your world, your friend group, your work group, all of that, the kids' school board, whatever. They may be for you in 1 minute, but don't, listen, they'll drop you in the next minute. So you have to predetermine, I'm making up my mind that I will stand for righteousness. I will stand for the gospel regardless of the opinion of the crowd. I will not keep one foot in and one foot out. And isn't that what Jesus said? He said, listen, I would rather you be hot or cold, but I can't stand lukewarm. I would rather you be on fire for me or as far away from me as you can. Why? Because at least there's decision there. But it's those who vacillate in between. Well, I'm in the church, but you know, I don't get too deep into that religion thing. You know, I'll go and I'll, you know, but it doesn't really apply to my everyday life. Come on. We're living in an hour where God's saying, no more games, no more vacillating between two decisions, two worlds, living your life one way and on Sunday and a different way throughout the rest of the week. No more indecision. No more claiming to be a follower of Jesus Christ, but our lives look no different than that of the world. No more. Come on, I believe he's calling for the church. Let's rise. Let's stand up. Let's purpose in our hearts. Purpose in our hearts that we are making a decision. Daniel purposed in his heart. Daniel 1:8 actually says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Listen. Daniel didn't wait. He was talking about some restrictions that he had in his eating. He didn't wait for the steak to be steaming on the king's table. He purposed in his heart ahead of time. That's why when lions roared, he stood strong. When Babylon pressed in on him, he prayed. His decision was already made up. Do you see that? He already decided, I will not be defiled in this land. So when the king makes a declaration that, hey, you can't pray, Daniel says, I've already made up my mind. When he says, either you bow to me or you're going in the lion's den, I've already made up my mind. Why? He already made up his mind. Pre-decision is what kept him from collapsing under pressure. Here's what we shouldn't do. Don't wait until the temptation is hot and ready. Decide in advance, I will honor God. I will keep myself pure. I will stand even when it costs me. Sometimes making up your mind that you're going to follow God and live pure and live holy means you got to make up your mind. You know what? We can't have those type of smartphones. And I'm not saying this for everybody, but you know, if you're struggling in an area where you're watching stuff that you shouldn't be watching, sometimes you have to make up your mind. Listen, I need an old school flip phone, or I need to get the televisions out of my house. I'll do whatever it is I have to do because I've made up my mind. You might say, well, man, that is radical. God doesn't call us to live like that, really? Really, don't you remember what he said? If your hand would cause you, if your eye would cause you to sin, pluck it out. I don't know that, you know, if he was really speaking physically, but I think it's a position of heart that says, listen, if your phone is the open door that's causing you to sin, get rid of it. Listen, when you stand before Jesus on that great day of judgment, he's not going to say, yeah, but what technology did you have? I mean, did you keep up with the times? Right? No. He's not going to say, yeah, I know, but did you watch that Netflix series? You know, it was an open door, but come on, wasn't it good? No. He's not going to ask that. So sometimes you just have to pre-say, listen, we don't do that. We don't go here. We don't entertain that. I'm not saying technology is bad. I love technology. I'm just saying, if there are certain things that open doors, if there's a friend group that you're a part of, and man, it just is like every time you're with them, you go down the gossip train, you know, you end up going down a slippery slope. You know, they're not following God. You know, they're just kind of pulling you in the wrong direction. Pre-make up your mind. And sometimes you just got to say, I'm sorry, in this season of my life, I can't go there. I know every time we get together, here's where it goes. It's that pre-decision. Why? Because when you're already out and you're surrounded by that circle and you haven't pre-made up your mind and they're like, come on, let's go. Let's do this. What's going to happen? You're going to bow your knee to pressure. So sometimes you have to make the decision in advance, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Man, I love them. Daniel chapter 3, verse 18. And they were told to bow to culture. And they said, we will not. But I love what they said. God is able to deliver us. But if not, come on, does your faith withstand a but with not? Are you able to stand up? God can deliver me. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image. Come on, that'll preach right there. But if not. Sometimes we've conditioned our faith walks to say, I'll serve God if he does A, B, and C for me. But if not, I'll still follow. Why sometimes we treat God like that genie. Like, you know, our prayer is like rubbing that bottle and grant me my wish. And sometimes I think God says, no, I'm not going to give you that because I want to see, are you following me for what you can get? Are you following me because I have become your Lord? You live under my lordship. So, but if not, let it be known to you that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image. And when the music played and everybody else bowed, but three Hebrew boys stood tall. And what I want you to see is this wasn't a last minute act of bravery. It was a pre-decision. They had already decided who their God was, and they would not bow to anyone else. Again, notice that they did not say, God will deliver us. They said, but even if he doesn't, we still won't bow. Come on, that's conviction that no fire can burn out. So have you decided your, but if not? Have you settled in your heart that no matter what the outcome is, your loyalty belongs to Jesus? So here's why pre-decision matters. When you pre-decide, temptation loses its power. It loses its power. When you pre-decide, fear loses its grip. Like, I've already decided I'm going. Like, so whatever fear, whatever temptation, whatever happened, I've already made up my mind, I'm going. So come what may, come what will, I'm going, right? When you pre-decide, compromise is silenced before it even whispers. So here's some things we can decide on. We can decide ahead of time. My tithe. What's your tithe? The Bible says that the tenth of our income, the tenth of our increase, one tenth, our tithe belongs to God. When you pre-decide and you settle that in your spirit, I don't care what bills do, I don't care what debt, my tithe belongs to God. He said, if I would honor him with my tithe, he would open up the windows of heaven, pour out his blessing. Listen, and I always tell people, like, I don't know why people get so, I get, and I guess I know why, because there's so much abuse that can be around this, but I tell people, listen, we just read, listen, Joshua said, choose this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, here's what we're doing. It's so funny that, like, people, you could go spend, you know, $300 at the bar on a Friday night and tell your friends, yeah, I just went out clubbing Friday night. I dropped $300. It was a crazy night. And they're gonna be like, oh yeah, go. But you tell your friends, yep, no, but I'm supporting the church. I'm giving my tithe to the Lord. It's like, why would you do something so crazy? It's like, listen, choose you whom you're going to serve. But for me and my house, we're going to honor God, not just with our words, but with our actions and with our deeds and with our finances. I pre-decide ahead of time. My tithe belongs to the Lord. The first of the increase belongs to God. And when you pre-decide that, suddenly it's not a battle. No, 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 no. We don't do that. We don't touch the tithe. That belongs to God. And the Bible teaches that you can do more with the blessed 90% than you could with the unblessed 10%. Like, it'll just go further. It'll just, the blessing of God is on it. So you can pre-decide that. You can decide ahead of time. My eyes will not look at worthless things. Things that are open doors, things that aren't building up, things that are demonic of nature. Like, it's incredible what Christians will put there in front of their eyes as a form of entertainment. Pre-decide. I apologize. I don't do that. I don't go there. You know, I'm not doing that. Decide ahead of time. My mouth will bless and not curse. Bible says blessing and cursing cannot come from the same mouth. Decide ahead of time. You know, when it's lunch break and everybody's gossiping about the boss, and man, it feels so good to share your opinion and get right in there. And come on, I get it. But decide ahead of time. I'm not going. I will bless. I will bless. I will bless and I will not curse. When they cut me off in traffic, I will bless and I will not curse. When they pushed every button that they know how to push, I will bless and I will not curse. Why? I pre-decided. Decide ahead of time that you will not live in fear. So here's what I'm trying to say. Courage doesn't happen in the moment. It happens in advance. Luke 9:51. It talks about Jesus, where it says he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus had already decided the cross wasn't a backup plan. It was the plan. And it says he set his face like a flint. That means unmovable, unshakable, unwavering. That's courage. That's pre-decision. That I know this is going to cost me everything. I know this will be the hardest thing. I know this is literally going to kill me. But I, Jesus said, I have set my face steadfastly like a flint to go to Jerusalem. So Jesus pre-decided, I'm going to pay the price. And if he would do that, how much more should we pre-decide? The young people, decide now, not later, about purity and integrity and holiness. Decide now. Don't wait till the temptation is knocking at your door. Make a decision today. Make a commitment before God today. Parents, decide now that your house will be built around God's word, not culture's drift. Make a decision today that you're going to gather your family around the dinner table. You're going to open the word of God together. You're going to pray over your children. Make a decision today. Leaders, decide now that you preach truth. Decide, make this, why? Because something's going to pop up somewhere and culture's going to come roaring back saying, shut up, be quiet, shut your mouth. Don't say that, but we got to decide. Listen, I didn't get into this to be popular. I got into this to boldly preach and proclaim the message of my Savior. And I have no other choice but to boldly declare the promises and the word of God. I make a decision. So what compromises linger because you haven't pre-decided? What temptations just seem so strong only because you haven't made the decision once and for all? You haven't settled in your spirit, I will not bow, I will not break, I will not back down. Come on, I feel like I'm going to get a tattoo of that, right? I will not bow, I will not break, I will not back down. So friends, the power of pre-decision is the difference between cowardice and courage. It's the difference between compromise and conviction. So today, I want to challenge you. Don't wait until the pressure is on. Decide today. Make up your mind. Purpose in your heart. Set your face like flint. And when the world bows, you stand tall. Saying to God, my answer will always be yes. You call me, yes. You tell me to go, yes. You tell me to wait, yes. If you tell me no, then my response is yes. I'll submit. Why? Because he has to have lordship over your life. And in a culture that doesn't like to be told what to do, how to act, where to go, everybody's independent. We're our own gods. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you have to pick up your cross. Either he's Lord or he's not. As Joshua said, and if not, choose yourself this day whom you will serve. But for me and my house, I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind. I just feel faith rising. I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel the people of God getting stronger. I feel the church rising out of the ashes of yesterday. I feel a shift coming in our nation. I feel the tide turning when it comes to the life of the church. I believe there's a shaking and a boldness that's coming out of the life of the church and in the life of a believer that's going to cause us to have a backbone of steel, to rise up and boldly declare the word of God, to not back down, to not shy away, but to stand strong. Because we've decided, we've made up our mind. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me pray for you today. Father, today we settled the decision in our hearts. We will serve you. We will stand for you. We will not bow. We will not break. We will not back down. You take no pleasure in those who draw back. So today, give us courage like Joshua, conviction like Daniel, and boldness like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We choose you, Lord. We will not back down. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being with me today on Good Morning Live. I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged. And come on, make that decision today. Get alone with God and just say, Lord, I choose you. I will not bow. And in all you're doing, all you're going, come on, you stand tall. You stand firm in Jesus' name. Now remember that God loves you. He's not mad at you. And he has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.